Jamal, okay, please.
Thank you, Erwin. Looks like the hearing from the previous speakers, they are all hinting at the one direction, meaning that we need to invest more in conflict prevention and then the national and local capacity building, also the importance of social cohesion. And then also from I heard from the World Bank and OECD colleagues that the diversified financing to address the massive need that would entail. Conflict prevention, the political economy of the prevention has been verified in the signature, the flagship report between UN and World Bank, A Pathway to Peace, published last year. And then to invest in the prevention would be more cost effective than the just responding to conflict and then having have to deal with the displacement. But we have found that we have not invested enough. I think the colleagues can highlight it, but only 2% of the ODA in the fragile countries had been invested in prevention. So we have come to understand that there are more and more investment behind targeted and evidence-based programming on conflict prevention is needed, and then we need to have some good data to verify the impact, and then also to inform the further programming. Okay, sorry, I started to do the something. So to sum up, I mean the good work, underlying work is already there. So now that it's time to scale this up. Thank you.